This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez. It's a Real Ass Halftime Show. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake in studio with my best friend from Part of the Problem and Legion of Skanks, Dave Smith. Dave, how are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Happy halftime.
Yeah, happy halftime.
First half of football.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about football. If you guys, look, if it's your first time joining me for the Real Ass Podcast, I'm not a sports fan. I'm a mixed martial arts fan. Love the sport of mixed martial arts. The in my opinion, the best sport in the world. The just mano a mano, two men locked in a cage. They kick each other's ass. There is no rules. I fucking love it. And I think when you know, team sports in general, they're a little childish to me. But I will say,
MMA is just like in nature, one man fighting another man with a ref. Yeah. In an octagon, just like it naturally
with
happens.
4 ounce gloves and Reebok sponsors everywhere. You know, nature.
You leave us alone in the wild for 5 days, we're right back to that.
No, but it is as close to pure fucking raw aggression as possible. And I don't really get into other sports, but I will say football is the one sport that I do have a lot of respect for. I really do. I think it's there's just something about the coaching element of it. You take these huge, giant fucking monsters, and
they're called black men.
And the idea is you have to get this ball over that line over there, and you got to move it down. It's a pretty badass sport overall, and I have a lot of respect for football players.
You can tell Lewis is very recently found out the rules of football.
Where it's what?
Like, what with your ball and the line you have to get this ball over, and the way you got to get that ball over that line.
I had a moment today. I had a phony moment today on my, where was I at? I stopped in a deli to like grab like something, like a snack or whatever for me and the baby, which I hear my kid. You'll hear him running around in the background. He's hanging out here.
I think he's singing right now.
I think he's singing Barney, hopefully. Maddie, you got to keep on checking on my son every like 5 to 10 minutes. Make sure that he hasn't killed himself.
Well, I can hear him, so he's definitely still breathing.
Yeah, but what if he's like, I can't, because I'm
what
I can't,
if he's screaming for help?
Yeah, I have my headphones on, so he could just be, you know, going, help, I'm choking on something,
just
please.
Adorably dying.
Yeah, he's very cute. But I had a moment today where I was in a deli, and the guy's like, oh, you're going to watch this? Oh, that's right, I was buying cookies for James. He's like, you're going to watch the big game tonight? I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely, dude. And then I wasn't prepared for a follow-up question, so he was like, oh, who do you got? And I was like,
come on, dude, what's with the third degree? I mean, come on. I said I was watching the game. You're selling me cookies. You're having a fucking prank about this. Who you got? Okay. I didn't go to college.
Dude, I had no idea. I had no idea who was playing at all. It's the Panthers versus the Broncos. We're watching it now, so I know now. Okay. And I had this moment where I had to literally tell him, I like went way too into it, so it even seemed like I was lying. I was like, oh, I'm having people over, we're going to watch it, it's kind of funny, I don't watch football, you know, we're going to do a thing. So I got into what a podcast was. It was this old black guy at a fucking bakery. He had no idea what I was talking about.
Because, well, you were both out of sorts. it was about, I think, Maddie, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe we're about 9-10 minutes into the game. And we're watching the game, and Lewis just goes, oh, okay, Panthers are in white and blue. I
swear to God. Oh, the Panthers are
blue. I thought Lewis was finally getting the game. He goes like, okay, I get what's going on here.
I'll tell you why, because they kicked it off, and behind them, it said Panthers. And I was like, okay, that's the Panthers in the white. I was
see,
like, all right,
see the problem.
That's my team. I'm rooting for them. Then they scored.
It looks like we have a special
Elmo
guest.
Has made an appearance.
Elmo's making an appearance. By the way, it's hilarious. You can actually see him in the corner. Look.
This is beautiful.
You can actually see
him. The kid's got talent.
Dave, on the screen.
Oh, hi, Elmo.
Hi, Elmo. How are you, buddy? That's really cute. I get... Take what off?
Take that off.
James, we're doing a podcast. Can you go watch Barney?
Leave the door.
Leave what?
Leave off.
Hold on. Come here. James, come here for a second.
Come sit by Uncle Dave. You want to do a podcast with Uncle Dave?
Okay. No one wants to podcast with me.
Yeah. He would make Part of the Problem funnier.
Well, I'm certainly not helping.
All right, see you later, buddy. Anyway, so I apologize, guys. I got a kid. I should. Here's the thing, though. As having a kid, I want him to get into sport. I don't want him to be a fucking weirdo who doesn't know how to play football or know what the rules are. So this is why, like, I like him being here around you when you're, like, watching the game and you guys are, like, going back and forth about it. I have no idea what's happening.
You're like a strong male influence.
Who's winning right now? The Broncos are winning?
Broncos
yes,
are up.
13-7.
And the Broncos are the underdog, and they're up 13-7.
Oh, also, guys, if you're in the chat right now, we are going to be reading your questions and comments throughout the chat all day long. James, can you do me a favor, Bubba? Yeah, go watch Barney, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, can we finish? We'll be like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, Maddie.
Come on, let's go watch Barney.
Don't do the fucking Uncle Paul impression while you're handling my kid.
God, that really is disturbing.
It's just so fucked up. While he's handling my kid, he's gonna fucking do the Uncle Paul. What an asshole. Yeah, if you guys are in the chat, yes,
by
please,
the way, good instincts on okay, James.
He can say. It's fine. It's all right. Bubba, here, come sit up here and shoot the shit with us.
You want to come podcast?
No, Bubba.
Come podcast with me.
Yeah, come sit by Uncle Dave and podcast, okay?
Come here.
Want to put the headphones on? Maddie, read some of the questions and comments in the chat right now.
All right.
James, you're just killing the vibe, dude.
Lewis is dumb-tarded.
I mean, Maddie, don't read things that are negative against me.
Oh.
You fucking
That's
asshole.
That's not a question unless there was a question mark at the end and he said it with an upward inflection like, Lewis is dumb-tarded?
I have a segment specifically called Hate Mail for Lewis that we will read hate mail for. I'm not going to be bombarded with hate throughout my...
I'll be damned if that leaks over to more than one segment.
Right on Target wants to know, are we going to talk about the new, the renewed Podcast Wars?
No, I don't know. We got to figure out what we're doing with that.
Yeah, I guess so. Listen, I don't know. There's definitely, let's just say, we're stockpiling ammunition.
By the way, Maddie, who's winning the football game right now?
I already said that, didn't I?
Are you crazy? We just did
Am I
this.
Crazy? Yes.
You are, a little bit.
The Broncos.
I got a little distracted by the kid. 13-7
Broncos.
All right, come on, Panthers. What else? Anything else in the chat?
Let's see.
Bye-bye.
I don't... This is black and white chick... Black, white, and mixed chicks are fucking sexy. I don't know even where that is coming from.
All right, Maddie, never mind. Forget it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know anything about football. My kid's obviously hopefully going to be into martial arts, but like I don't know. I mean, like I don't know how to play basketball with him. I don't know how to throw a ball with him. I gotta like have other friends around to do that shit.
Yeah, I guess if he can fight really good though, that's enough.
Yeah,
you know he doesn't really need to know all sports.
Just take some other kid's basketball and pop it, and then beat him up.
Like yeah, it's like we're playing like 2-11, like 1-on-1, and the kid scores 10 in a row, and then he goes, "All right, look, you scored one more point, I'm gonna beat the fucking shit out of you in front of everybody." And
I dare you like, touch that ball again. About you give me, touch that ball again. Just put your finger on that ball again, and I'm gonna break your fucking jaw in front of your girlfriend.
It's pretty crazy the way I just ran it 11 points in a row, and came back and won with 50 layups. I only hit.
Me and Rob May were so terribly unathletic. We were on Shiprocked. And we we played 1-on-1 basketball, and it ended with us arguing and me walking off the court and being like, I'm not playing anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But
why? Because you were getting competitive?
No, he was getting competitive. He was doing the Big J thing where I was beating him. I'm terrible at basketball. If I'm beating you at basketball, I'm wearing flip-flops, sunglasses. He's wearing sneakers.
Oh, I would have eaten you up.
Yeah, I'm so horrible at sports. If you are losing to me, it's a problem, okay? So I'm beating him one-on-one basketball, and he keeps on doing these little things. Like, he keeps on making up... he's basically insinuating that I'm cheating. So he's like, he only had 1 point. So he's like, no, but I actually got two. And I'm like, Rob, I'm not like making it up. You only had 1 point. It was the first time you scored. It was like a big deal. Yeah, I had like 8 points at this point. And but he kept doing little things like that where he would like almost like insinuating that I'm cheating. He said that I said that I had one more point than I had. I don't know. It was just really annoying to the point where I was like, all right, dude, well, if you're just going to like downplay my victory, I don't want to play with you anymore. And then I left like a child.
That is a really great story, and I'm glad you won. You were a sore winner when he was being a sore loser.
No, because I didn't want him to downplay him. If you're gonna just tell me that I didn't win because of all these other variables, then why even play?
I love how you just overuse the word variables.
What?
You just like that word variables.
It's a good word.
You throw it out a lot.
It's a solid word, dude.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the other
exponents.
Variables were. Well, look, so basically you beat Rod Mayhew.
I smashed him.
Were you playing to? How many points did you score?
We were playing till 11. I think I scored like 9. And he scored one.
Oh, so you were just winning. So
I was
dominating.
Dominating.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, not very good at sports. So I don't really know what's going on with the game right now. I kind of get now when somebody runs a long time on the field that's like really good.
It'd be weird if that was bad.
Yeah.
It'd be like, why are you running? Why not stop?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. That's good. The further you can get is good. All the way into the end zone is really good.
What's going on? What is their halftime show going on? What is it?
Let's see. I don't know who this is.
I believe it's Coldplay.
That's not like a football-y halftime show.
Well, they had Bruno Mars last year, so it's like that is kind of their.
I don't get it. Like, here's the thing: like, people that are watching football. I mean, I guess everybody in the world is watching this game, or everybody in America is watching this game. But
about half of them are watching this podcast, right?
Wouldn't you like? I don't know. Would you just pick more of like an aggressive like type of? Would you have like Metallica or like? Just a really, like, fucking, like, a nice manly band.
Yes. It actually kind of bothers me that football has been so kind of, I don't know. Now it's like they want to have, like, Bruno Mars as the halftime show. And
this is Bruno Mars now.
Oh, is this Bruno Mars?
It's Bruno Mars and Coldplay, right?
Oh, really?
I guess. I don't know about the music of today.
Is he a homosexual?
Me?
I don't know, Lewis. Just ask him. Maddie, are you a homosexual? It's like the NFL. It's like the thing where
Maddie's funnier than Chris Scopo. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
And
that's actually a really shitty thing to say. First of all, everyone's funnier than Chris
Maddie,
Scopo.
Maddie, two things. Number one, find out if Bruno Mars is a homosexual. Number two, check on my kid. Make sure that he didn't hit the elevator button and leave.
In that order? Like, should I fucking maybe check on your child first?
Yes, first check on the kid, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
I don't hear him anymore. But I hear the sweet sounds of Bruno Mars in my ears, so I don't know.
Yeah. I hear a child.
So this is, all right, so is that Ronda Rousey? Oh, it's Beyonce. Yeah, why do people love Beyonce? Am I the only one in the world who's just like, she's just not like, she's hot. Obviously, she's really hot, right? But she's not.
No, at this point, it's not even that good. I never get these chicks who are like, their thing is that they're so hot after they're like a mom for a while. And you're just like, okay, well, move aside. Because there's like some 20-year-old chick who's way hotter than Beyonce.
Yeah, beat
right
it.
Now.
By the way, if you threw up Ariana Grande next to Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
This old fucking, I mean, look, don't get me wrong, she's pretty, but she's just okay comparatively to the standard of beauty what Hollywood has.
Yeah.
Is he okay, Maddie? Hilarious. She's like, no, I don't know where he is.
Oh, dude, I just got a beer. I really, no one.
Oh, right, James. Jeez.
I mean, am I crazy or mad? Are you super attracted to Beyonce? Can you put aside your racism for a minute?
Never, but yes.
You're attracted to her.
Yeah, dude. I saw her on a lip sync battle. She came out during like Channing Tatum's performance, and I get it now.
I just don't
she's
get the thing
awesome.
Where it's like even like the people be like, you know, like J-Lo's back and she's got a new like glamour spread. And you're like, you're not like your whole appeal was that you're like, oh, I'm the hottest chick,
yeah.
And you're not anymore. So move aside. I don't.
So
get
now
the,
you're
like,
just like the hottest 48-year-old.
Yeah, and also, I'll tell you that because I make fun of. I'll be across the board on this. I say this about rappers and shit like that a lot. Like when you're like 40 and you're rapping like, yo, son, it's ridiculous. Okay, there's a thing a 19-year-old did that was cool. It's ridiculous. You still do this at 40.
Yeah.
I feel kind of the same way. There's something about just her being a mom that when I see her out there just like choreographed booty dancing.
I've been thinking that exact
you're just
same
like,
thing.
This is fucking lame. Like, I don't know. You should be like, it's not like you're seeing like when Barbara Streisand comes out and gives a concert and just like sings, like, here's my talent.
I mean, I am watching this right now. It does look pretty cool.
You know what's a great example of that? Eminem.
Hi, James.
Yes. I don't I like think it sucks.
It's
I think
weird it being like a 40-year-old white dude doing performing rap.
Yeah, I mean, I just think rap in general, you're right. Like, it's almost funny because, like...
It's very young.
You're right. It is a young thing. James, you want to sit here? You want to podcast with us? You want a podcast? Okay. Maddie, turn his mic up. James can do his podcast debut. Okay, you can hear you go. Here you go. We're going to put your headphones on. It's all right, Bubba.
Oh, where are my headphones?
There we go.
Yours here. Yeah, you want headphones?
Hey, you dude bear. James, how are you enjoying the Super Bowl so far?
James, are you watching the Super Bowl with your dad and Uncle Dave?
Stop.
No, stop. What?
Leave it.
Leave it.
What's wrong?
It's what? Good. Leave it there. No, you leave it there, Bubba. You talk into the microphone. Put your headphones on. Oh, there we go. Just smashes him right in the teeth. Well, my kid just broke his front four teeth.
Eh, he'll get new ones.
For a bit that's not even going to work. James, you want to say hi to everyone? We got people watching live right now.
You get that concept.
You saying hi? Hello?
James.
Hello. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Say, nice. I'm podcasting.
I'm podcasting.
Yeah?
James, are you watching the Super Bowl with your dad and Uncle Dave?
No.
Good interview, man.
Good talk,
wait,
bud.
I can't fit in it.
You can fit in the headphones. In okay. Yeah, you gotta put them on your ears. James, are you enjoying the football game so far?
I need another headphone.
Okay, James, let me ask you a question. Who lives on Sesame Street?
How perfect is it that fucking Michael Jackson is performing right now?
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, bub. Who lives on Sesame Street? Do you want to tell everyone? Good talk.
Oh, I know who lives on Sesame Street. By the... I know who lives on Sesame Street. Maddie. He does.
Does Maddie live on Sesame Street?
No.
No?
Sure.
Even though he looks like a Muppet?
That's right. Maddie's homeless. Okay. Who lives on Sesame Street, James?
No. Maddie's girlfriend lives on Sesame Street. Maddie lives with her. Sometimes he lives in her car on Sesame Street.
I don't like where this is going.
James, can you tell me someone who lives on Sesame Street? Who?
Maddie lives on Poppy Seed Avenue.
I was called Oscar the Grouch a lot as a child.
So yeah, anyway, guys, this is my child, James.
We'll pull it.
You want to pull it?
All right.
Well, you did.
Dude, but do me a favor. Stop. Put that back on there, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe go watch Barney so we can finish our show? Is that funny to you?
I want to do that.
Is that funny to you?
Yeah.
You think you're funny?
I want to do that.
You think you're funny?
I want to do that.
Hold on. Let me see where he's going with this. You want to take it off?
Yeah, it's just terrible.
I want to take that off.
What do you want to take off? The microphone?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, you don't understand broadcasting.
James, do you want to go? Do you want to go watch Elmo?
No.
Do you want to go watch Yo Gabba Gabba? Do you want to play the Elmo game on my phone?
No, I get it. You took it off. It's the foam covering. It comes off.
Dude Bear.
Kids, dude easily bear. Impressed.
James, do you want to play the Elmo game on my phone while we finish up? We just have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Here, you want to play Elmo game or the balloon game?
I want to play the balloon game.
You want to play the balloon game?
Good choice.
Okay, come on. Let's go play it. Dave, take over. Talk to Maddie for a minute. Sorry, guys. It's the halftime show. I couldn't get a babysitter. We apologize.
Wow.
It was thrown together.
I just want everyone to know that I assumed Lewis had something organized when I agreed to be a part of this. I would have never... Oh, no. You're biting me.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna be... James, here. Let's play the balloon game. Come on.
All right, guys. Well, football was originally started as the Pigskin Championship of 1879.
The players used to be called Leatherheads.
Oh. We still use it, but now it's a racial term. Well, I'll be honest, Maddie. The segment with James did not come together as well as I thought it would. When I talked to James' agent, they gave me the impression that he was going to come in with some pretty clear talking points.
Yeah,
I asked him that thing about Sesame Street was a question they asked. They gave it to me. I mean, they said he had a whole opinion about that.
I forgot to tell you guys, his publicist did ask that we not ask any Sesame Street.
Well, the agent told me to ask the Sesame Street question. Anyway, the segment.
Are you still on the Sesame Street bit?
It's a miscommunication between.
Anyway, management. Yeah. So the other thing I was thinking about, 50th anniversary or the 50th Super Bowl.
Right.
That's crazy. I thought when I was born. Are you kidding me? There were only 17 Super Bowls in.
Wow, dude.
It wasn't even a big deal.
No, the only conclusion there is that you're kind of old, but, yeah.
Yeah, all right, fine, I'll take that, I'm kind of old.
Yeah, the Super Bowl was fairly new when you were a kid.
That's pretty fucking crazy to me, though. I thought the Super Bowl had been around for like 100 years.
No. I don't.
Bruno Mars gay, Maddie?
Yeah.
Is he, actually?
I could probably sue for slander, so no.
No,
I don't know.
Find out.
Isn't he bi?
I fucking asked you to find out.
There's a lot going on. I had to watch your child. I'm watching the
Maddie,
chat.
Maddie, raise my fucking kid, manage the chat, and fact check for me on Google.
Maddie, feed James from your teat while you check these facts.
Oh, shit, dude. My kid really does like Maddie, too.
Well, yeah, I see on YouTube, Bruno Mars admits he is gay. So we're going to go with that.
But what is that though? Where did that come from?
Because is your news source YouTube?
Yep.
It's a shock.
What is this?
Don't you start crying on YouTube.
Maddie, what is this, dude? What the fuck is
it? I was just hoping it would kind of like materialize. I was really hoping like I would just click on the magic clip.
This is why you're a terrible producer. You would literally just pull up a video and just wing it and go, hey, let's just see what happens.
Maybe this video would be a great podcast.
I fucking hate you. I'm very surprised about that.
There's a lot of rumors, but it looks like no.
When you're not raised on these things, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't even know the rules of football. I didn't know what a first down was up until like 4 years ago. It was when I first figured out what first down was, second down, third down, fourth down, fifth down, sixth down hike.
You know it stops at four, right?
Shut up.
Just making sure.
Get out of town. Go to the chat. Any other questions, comments? If you guys have any questions for us. Hey, here's the thing with Luis J. Gomez. Because you know how they do like the Reddit AMAs, Ask Me Anythings?
Right.
Your whole life
is an AMA.
Yes, 100%.
You're a walking AMA.
I'm very open and with the fans. If you have questions for me...
Sometimes Lewis will just be walking down the street and he'll just scream in some guy's face, ask me anything, motherfucker! And then it'll just kind of like...
I really will. Yeah. Dude, I'm an open book, so if you guys have questions for us, you're more than welcome to ask. I answer these questions.
But it's not like a chapter book. It's like a picture book.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it has one or two words in each page. Like, green ball.
Green ball bounces.
We'll answer. Would you please just go away,
dude? There's no way we're gonna have you back on the show.
For the love of God, James, you played the
your
balloon
first
game.
Appearance wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting here. You take over the energy of the room.
You really think we're gonna have you back?
You don't really talk that much. Dave's touching your butt. He's molesting you on camera. No. Just tears down.
That's the new studio. All right, hold on. That's the new studio. We can't play that.
Maddie, what are they asking in the chat?
Let's see.
No. You can't play with that.
Wow. Some of these are not so nice.
What?
I don't know.
Wait.
Dave Smith's mom lives on Sesame Street. That's a comment. Let's see.
My mom can't afford that rent.
Would Lewis consider taking James's shaved hair to use on his own head?
No,
I wouldn't. But I think they say it comes from the mom side, right? The hair?
Yes. And it usually
is
skips
he mocking
generation.
Me? He's going yab 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 yab. Shut up, Dad.
A little bit raspier, perfect impression.
Say that again. What'd you say, James?
What'd you say, Bubba?
Don't say shut up.
Don't say shut up?
No.
What should you say instead?
Say be quiet.
Okay. It's actually really good. You shouldn't. Don't say shut
That's
up.
That's a good
say
point, James. I'm sorry. You're right. But when I'm dealing with Maddie,
he's got manners.
Be nice.
When I'm dealing with Maddie, it's very difficult.
Must have learned them from mom.
Learned them
mine. No, come on, James.
Any other questions or comments in the chat?
Let's see. Lewis, keep your sty on the prize. That comes from Michael Fabian.
All right.
It's the
not a whole lot of questions, just
tiger.
A lot of comments.
Yeah. Hey guys, thanks. Appreciate it. My fans, they...
Why is Lewis so real? Was he molested as a child?
Jesus.
And Lewis, do you still rollerblade? That's Kay Bozzi.
Do I still what?
Rollerblade.
No, here's my problem. You know what happened to my rollerblades, Dave?
No, I don't.
Here's what happened. I
are you the first person who ever had their rollerblades impounded?
No. I was going to move to LA a couple years ago. You guys probably remember that.
I don't recall.
And in the process, I was getting rid of a bunch of my shit because they weigh out your stuff and then you ship it across the country. So I was like, I didn't want to have a bunch of shit that I didn't need. So we were trying to really get rid of everything that I had. We ended up having a stoop sale in New York City, got rid of a bunch of shit.
Oh, is that what you call it down here? There's no yard sales?
No, nobody has yards.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I guess in like Queens and Brooklyn if you have a yard or, you know.
Listen, we had a nice car hood sale.
That is interesting, though. Yeah, and then the suburbs, they have garage sales or yard sale.
Tag sales.
Tag sale, yeah, yeah. We have, we have stoop sales in New York City. Hmm. What else? Is something? Do they call it something else?
No, stoop sale, I think.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Pawning?
Yeah, yeah. So we...
you say how muggings?
Yeah, we got rid of everything. My rollerblades didn't go... Nobody would buy them, but I left them outside. I left them...
Oh, come on! $9? These things are selling themselves! I paid $360 for these! They're lightning, baby. Yeah, Max says.
They were really nice blades. They were K9s. Or not K9s, K2s.
Oh, dude.
They were K2s. Dogs. I had two dead dogs that I put my feet in.
Oh, what are you going to grind on, bro? Nothing? Oh, you're 40? Oh.
Did you remove the two middle wheels when you had them?
No. I tried to aggressive inline skate, but I wasn't athletic enough to do it.
I said I'd throw in the Jenkos. So you look badass.
They're making a comeback, right, Jenkos?
Yeah, I heard someone say that. I've yet to really see them.
I haven't seen them.
Maddie, look it up. Find out if Jenkins aren't going to come back.
I will, but while I'm looking that up, Jay Sheck wants to know, can Baby James replace Scopo?
Baby James is more talented and better looking than Scopo. Fact.
Man, he's a little bit raw. I'm talking about Scopo. He's a little bit raw, but if he develops...
He mumbles a little bit.
If he develops and James plateaus this year...
Oh, shit, man. Real Ass Podcast. Also, guys, obviously, we're going to end this show as soon as halftime is over. So hopefully Maddie's keeping time on that. If you guys want to help out the shows right now before we unveil our brand new website and new plan for world domination, right now, in the meantime, you can go buy a t-shirt. Gotta go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, click on the merch button, and get t-shirts for the Real Ass Podcast, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, which is a dope fucking shirt. Mine, I believe, just came in the mail, yesterday, the day before. And also, SDR Show. Guest digital shirts as well, which are dope. What's going on with Jenko jeans?
Well, I mean, I just pulled up articles from last year, though, so...
Okay.
Oh, they came back last year.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Like, they're saying, oh, they're making a return this week, and this thing's from February of last year, so yeah. I'm thinking negative.
Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, positive comments, all that shit. Right, James?
Yes.
Good job, Bubba. All right, do me a favor, James. Go watch Elmo. We're going to be done in, 4 minutes. Dude Bear. Bub, I'm trying to neglect you. Can you beat
You're
it?
You're good at it.
Can you beat it?
Nope.
You going on Uncle Dave's lap?
I think we're back.
We're back? Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. Look, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. You want to do one more Uncle Paul?
Huh?
James, you want to go sit on Uncle Paul's lap?
Yeah, come here, James. Come sit on your Uncle Paul's lap.
No, I'm not comfortable with this bit. James.
It really does sound just like him, God damn it. Norton
loves it.
Norton was so impressed.
I've heard him a few times on his show, on Jay. Fucking this creepy dude out there who does a great Uncle Paul.
Yeah, yeah, that's you.
It's a great honor.
Talking to the microphone, say goodbye, everybody.
Say bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Say thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast.
You shouldn't teach him to swear.
Say, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com.
No, he doesn't say hi.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Go back. Watch the football game. We'll check you this week. Be part of the problems back.
Monday, 6 p.m.
Mondays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Real Ass Podcast. Friday at noon, we got Karen Fian coming in this week, which is going to be a lot of fun.
What did you say? This isn't mine?
And yeah, that's it, man. Go to GomezComedy.com, GomezComedy on Instagram, all that other good shit, man. Thanks.
That's all, folks.